KSU 105.7, Tony and Candace, along with our good buddy Bruce Miller. Bruce, nice to see you.
I am out of breath.
How are you? Well, why is that?
Well, we had a little time off, but you came running in.
I am not even all put together. My shoes aren't tied. I can't find a tie. The sweater is not on yet. I have been working out. I've started this workout program because, you know, I'm just desperate to lose the weight.
Oh, sure.
And it is a kill. Can I tell you, I can't pull it together. I'm too old.
I'm not desperate yet, so.
Oh, I am. You know what it was? I went and I tried to put on the fall clothes. And when the fall clothes, you think, did I have these in high school? And you know you just bought them last year? Mm-hmm. Not a good thing.
So you started this on Monday of this week?
Yeah, and it's been, every day's been pretty intense. Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Now, I saw there's a picture with you and Tracy. Tracy did not sweat at all.
Well, because she's fit.
Oh, okay. Tracy glistens. Tracy.
Yeah, she's fit. I am not fit. It's bad. I did think I was a little lighter. I weighed myself on the scale at home, which is a different scale.
Uh-huh.
And I realized the difference was I wasn't wearing shoes.
Oh, see, that's it right there.
So never weigh with shoes.
More with Bruce Miller on the way. KSU 105.7. We had kind of a weather whiplash earlier this week where I went 91 to 35 the next morning.
Can I tell you, I was driving and it was so rainy one day, and then it got hot, and then it got steamy, and then I saw big clouds moving in. We had four seasons in one day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know if that's a good thing.
So lots of stuff going on this week. Oh, how was Casting Crowns?
You know, here's the thing about the group.
Yeah.
They have the best audio visuals of anybody.
I've heard that. I
could not believe it.
Best.
Every word that they sang was on a screen above them, so you couldn't mistake. Did they say, you know how many songs you have there where you
want to? Oh, yeah.
Were they saying? And yeah, the AV was great, except there were some lights that just kind of shone right in my eyes, and I thought, oh, God, I'm trying to read this. But, yeah, it was very good. It was nice to see a concert back at the Orpheum.
Did you see the Star Wars? With the symphony?
You know what I realized about that? That movie is dated.
Oh, yeah, definitely dated.
Is it really?
Oh, you look at the sets, and it looks like some high school kids made it for a project.
Right, but at the Orpheum, the crowd was acting like it was...
the premiere.
Well, also, but they were acting like it was an interactive.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
and they
yeah.
were, I mean, like, somebody would die, and they were cheering. And I'm like,
right.
No, that's not what we do at Star Wars.
Yeah.
It was not.
And it was fun to see the orchestra play while the action was going on. Because you think, are they going to keep up? Because I think I know this part.
Right, but there was two types of crowds, Tony. So there was the Star Wars crowd.
Okay.
And then there was the, we always follow the Orpheum no matter what the symphony does.
Sure.
We're here.
And the regulars like me.
The regulars. And those two groups came together. So that was kind of
I do wish, and I know it's a rule, but I wish we could have had pop and popcorn in there.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
It was different.
Yeah.
Very different.
But it was fun. A fun thing, and they should keep doing that. I think it's a good concept.
Okay, we need clarification on one thing. I'm a huge fan of Million Little Things. Candace reports the second week the ratings fell off the cliff.
They did. They dropped off the cliff.
So, you know what's wrong with that show?
Many, many, many things. It's debauchery.
You cannot keep a show going based on a dead person.
No, the Whispering or the Wisteria Lane. Desperate Housewives.
No.
That was the same premise.
This is different because the character is in it. You didn't see that woman that much.
Oh, yeah.
With this one, he's a regular character.
Okay.
And I don't want everybody to kind of assume that they were responsible for his death.
Oh, okay.
You know, it doesn't work.
Is this maybe they're trying to do 13 Reasons Why?
Or they're trying to be like, this is us, so they can go back in time.
To go back in time and... Oh.
I'll turn and watch something else.
To me,
and
it's not entertainment. It's like too much therapy that needs to happen.
Does it make it the whole season?
I don't think so.
No, it doesn't.
I really don't. Because I think, like me, you'll say, I don't want to watch this at night.
Something I've been mildly surprised by, Young Sheldon. The first two episodes were great.
So
I love Young Sheldon.
Great.
Yeah.
It's and, you know, been so good throughout.
You can see Big Bang is wearing down.
Yeah.
And Young Sheldon will easily take its place, and Jim Parsons will be richer than ever.
Movie I've been looking forward to for quite some time, Star is Born. It's getting some nice critical reviews.
Can I tell you, I am so sick and tired of Star is Born, and it hasn't even come.
This is the fourth one, right?
No, it's different because it's Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga.
Bradley Cooper. They have played that trailer in front of every movie for the last, I swear, it seems like 6 months. And I've heard that same old song that he sings in the beginning, and I think, okay, I'm ready. Is there not another scene you can show me here? But I hear really, really great things. I mean, it is like Bradley Cooper could be the first one to get 5 Oscar nominations because he did a lot. He directed it. He wrote it. He stars in it. He wrote songs for it.
He wrote it.
Well, he revised it.
He adapted it. But he might get an award for that?
Yeah.
For taking a hit for 3 times.
Look what you do all the time from Google.
Stolen ideas, proven idea. You're right.
Good one, Bruce.
Absolutely.
I like that. All right, so Star is Born. What other movies do we have this
And
weekend?
Then we have Venom.
Oh, Venom, that's like it's a
Tom
heavy
Hardy.
PG-13, pretty dark,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was a character in Spider-Man 3, if you happen to see that. And Venom is a guy who is not necessarily a superhero. He's kind of on the dark side. He was a reporter. So there gives you something.
Okay.
Who gets in trouble with this guy who's kind of a big titan of technology. And he follows this goo that's in Malaysia. And the goo suddenly makes him very elastic. He expands all over. And he doesn't necessarily do things that are on the side of good. Riz Ahmed, if you may remember him, he was an Emmy winner for an HBO show, plays the evil kind of tech guy. And then Michelle Williams plays Tom Hardy's girlfriend.
And another Woody Harrelson job, huh?
Yeah, it's, you know, if you get work, you take it.
He's in everything.
Yeah, it's like some of these people, you'll see him over and over and over again. Now, last week I went to night school.
Yes.
Little
to be desired.
Tony, I think you'd give it a failing grade.
Oh, no. This is Kevin Hart's big debut as a producer, director, writer.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
I think he had a little problem there adapting something else, too.
Uh-oh.
But yeah, it's not that funny. And I want it to be funny, but everything that's really, really funny, you see in the trailer.
Oh,
bummer.
And then I saw The Wife. And this is kind of cool because...
What's The Wife?
It's The Wife.
Well, The Wife, Glenn Close plays the role.
Okay.
She's the wife of a Nobel Prize winner for literature.
Huh.
And she kind of stands by and kind of doesn't take any attention when he's getting all the attention. And she kind of basks in the spotlight. And then people want her to talk. And her husband says, I'm going to make sure now I thank you when I accept the award. She says, no, you are not doing that. I do not want any of that. And then you realize what's behind all of this.
Oh.
Very fascinating. She could be absolutely
good.
Nominated for Best Actress.
Spend the money, go
like,
see it.
It's like good. It's good.
A small independent flick?
Yes.
Okay.
And Jonathan Pryce plays the husband, and he's very good, too. And there's a lot of little twists and turns. Christian Slater is in there somewhere.
Oh.
And, you know, Slater.
Yeah.
But it's still, you go, oh, there's somebody else in there. But clearly we're
worth
in that period. Oh, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. And I think it tells you a lot about women who stand by their men.
Very Tammy Wynette of you.
Very Tammy Wynette.